All right, there's no background.
Coming. There you go.
Boring.
Yeah, I have to find a new one now.
Okay.
People also think it's boring.
Okay. Still got a minute.
Is it anti, like, is it not totally to have a pet?
Is it what?
Like, not, is it like antithetical to, like, Das Torah to have a pet? Like, is it inappropriate? Like, compared to having a relationship with an animal is like a stickle bit, like a little demeaning, no?
I don't know. I never heard it discussed. I have to look at it. I just got Isaiah's book. It has 100 shy, millions of shiners. You can look it up. I don't know. It's for people that love their pets more than they love people, that's a shyness.
Is it appropriate, like the same, like, wound that you're mustabik to Hashem with is mustabik to a kelav? This seems a little bit, like, off, no?
I can't, I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that. I get in trouble. But the truth is, I don't know.
What's your reason intuition?
My intuition is better not to answer. Thanks. You get in trouble. I don't know. As far as the kind, it's not like a simple answers are not simple. And here's as far as both ways. Okay. Anyway, let's end here a little bit.
Okay.
So we were, I think we should go further, but the mice, I just wanted to stick with this topic we have a little bit more. So the question that we were clearing, I don't know what exactly was our big finish in the last week. But we wanted to question how to read the Rambam, okay, what to do. But the basic finish was that there's a machlokes between the Marshal and the Rambam. The Marshal is in Rashi. So the Marshal in Rashi. And the Rambam in what the tour of why Shogeg is mutter to her husband. Right? The Rambam Magid says that everyone agrees Shogeg is mutter. Harbe Gemaras, you know, the Rambam Magid, I think so. There are many, many Gemaras that seem to say that. But the question is, what's the Hesver? Where is that learned from? Where is the Mikar? So we wanted to say it's a machlokes. Now, though Shapiro pointed out, as he's here, oh, he is here. Okay, that it's not 100% mochruch. I think that he said that the Rambam, I think we thought was relatively mochruch. I didn't hear anyone disagree with the Raya from the Rambam. But the Raya from the Marshal, it was a taina that it's not mochruch because you could say that the Marshal just meant that it's not Ratzin, and it will be, and therefore, there's a Ptur Shogeg. So I have to look at the Marshal again, whether it's a good Raya or not.
I think that was Sandy, actually.
What?
I think that was Sandy.
Oh, Sandy?
I think
Okay.
so.
Sorry. Sorry. I think you're the one that always argues with me, so I give you credit for arguing with me.
I'm flattered.
But okay, anyway, so I apologize, but right. So I mean, was right that it's not a raya b'brachas. I do think there's a strong mashmos, but so that like and then so Aaron Herzberg claimed that the chinuch is mashma one way, and then I found this Tosis Rid. She also discussed the shaila. So let's just go over that. I'd like to go over whether there's a raya from the Marshal, is there a raya from the Chinuch, is there a raya from the Tosis Rin, and I guess there's a raya from the Rambam. Okay, which one should we start with? So let's start with the Marshal. The Marshal we did already. So let's go over the Marshal and let's see whether there's a raya or not a raya. Is it mashmos? There's no raya at all. Let's not read the Marsham.
What are we trying to get from the Marsham? What mashmos are we looking for?
I wanted to claim last week that the Marsham, the did is that again there seems to be many Gemaras that shaygeg, if a woman is mizan and shaygeg, she's not usher to her husband. So the question is, why is that true? The pasuk. the pasuk is, I think, the simple reading of the pasuk. The pasuk is that she wasn't grabbed, right? The pasuk. I don't really know the translation, but the words of the pasuk, v'hilo, the rabbi called it no nitfasa. Nitfasa usually means to be grabbed. Grabbed sounds like an oinas. So the Pasuk pashas is only memayit einus. So the question is, how do you get the Ptur Shaygeg from the pasuk? Or I don't even say how to get. What is the lumdus of the Ptur? Forgetting about how you get it from the pasuk, that's not really the question. The question is, what is the lumdus of the Ptur? So the Rambam. Okay, we'll start the other way. The Rambam said that the din ha-shogeges, the din neneses echadu, which mashma that it's one ptur, and the hezber is shashkaga tzad oynes yeshba. So the Rambam is mashma that pshat is that shogeg is oynes. Usually, if I said usually, you would say the other way. If you're potter with 50, so you would say, Shogeg is potter, and Kavah Chaymer, Oines, because Oines is also, Oines is Shogeg plus. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam doesn't say that the Torah potted Shogeg, and Oines is also Shogeg plus more. He says the opposite. The Torah pottered Oines, but Shogeg is Oines. So the Rambam is mashma a very big chiddush that even though shogeg is not a full einus, but just because you have a tzad einus, you get the heter, which is not so easy to understand because the Torah was only matter when there's a full einus. The hesitation.
Could the Rambam be mashma that a shogeg karv lemezid would not be off the hook?
We do not know, but it could be, We don't know, but. The just the svara of the Rambam is very chiddushic, because if it's potter with oines, so shogeg is not oines. So enamai shogeg sad oines. Good, it has a sad oines, but it's not oines. When by a korban the oines is potter, shogeg is chayit. Okay, well the Dibur Torah says befeirish, but we don't say shogeg sad oines. It's not a kasha because the Torah says beferish, but the concept it pashas. If you want to be an oines, you got to be a faux oines. The fact that you have a tzad oines, what does that do for you? So the Rambam is mashma that a very big chiddush that the reason why shogeg is mutter is really the Torah never pot. Matir shaygeg. The Torah was only matir oines. The question is, however, shaygeg is included in the ptur oines because shaygeg has a tzad oines. Okay, so we wanted to know the answer, Gedalia, your question: Does anyone disagree with that? In other words, does anyone disagree with the Rambam? The Rambam's havana. That really the Torah only pattered oines, and shogeg is potter because it has a tzad oines.
Which Rebbe, that diuk that you made, that we changed the original girsa from zayna to tuma yeshba. Does that impact how we learn pshat in the Rambam?
Yes, I mean, but that I don't know if that's mukhruch. That was if we grant that the Rambam holds. that such a pshat, so then we were able to say that pshat in the parish mishnayos, but that would be you know, to be honest, you know, it's sort of like a guess. We don't know what the Rambam meant when he said nitma. It's funny. So we're assuming, because of the fact, you know, in order to say that pshat in the Rambam, we needed two things. We needed that the Rambam at the end of the day holds that only ones is a p'tur, and we needed that there's other people who disagree and say that shaygeg is a p'tur in its own right. And then we were able to say that that's goofa, the switch in the Habin Maskana of the Rambam. But I'm trying to go back and see whether it's mukhruch, whether the basic machlokes. In other words, what we did is we took a machlokes that we thought existed already, and then we said, since there's already a machlokes, so it's not so bad to say that that's the chip, the switch between the Rambam's Habin and the Maskana. If we don't find anyone who argues on that, then I don't know if it'd be so nice to make up that that's the Rambam's Havamina was some sheet that no one ever holds of. You know, there's no mikor for such a thing. So this is like a prerequisite. In order to say what we wanted to say, yes, last week, we have to first try and prove that there is this machlekes. So I'm saying the man of emes, I want to know a little bit. Is it mukhruch? Is it, are we correct that there's a machlekes? Is there definitely a machlekes between Bishayim? So the Rambam, I think, is relatively clear, I think. Okay, so let's look. The question is that the other Shita, maybe, so let's look.
Can I just ask one structural question? Is Rebbe's concern to try to find someone who holds there's a need for Ratzon, this sheet that we're talking about, because we're trying to say that was the first two versions of the Perashat Mishnayos, or is it because that's the Havamina in version 3?
Well, not the last, mostly. The last.
Havamina has to be documented. A Havamin of a Rambam has to be documented that it exists in another Shita. He can't just be coming and saying, don't think A, B is the MS.
No, because the Rambam is asking a Kasha. He's asking a Kasha that I is Shagig. I mean, the Rambam held that Shagig is Mutter. We're setting it up. Now, if the Pasuk of Hino Nitvisa means Ines, so what kind of funny Havamin did the Rambam have? Didn't he know the pasuk? So it's much nicer. I mean, for both reasons. Obviously, if you're going to say that was his maskana in the version 1 and 2, but even if for his having in number 3, like if nobody says such a thing that there that shaygeg is mutter in its own right, and everyone says that shaygeg is a ptur aynes in the family of aynes. So to say that the Rambam had some Havamina, and in that basis, he asked the Kasha. Because we always say that the Kasha is a Pashtus. So the Rambam asked the Kasha. That means before he got to this Gemara, so to speak, he learned all Shas, and he was under the assumption that Shoigeg is Mutter, not because of Aynes. So that, you know, it would be nice to show that there's such a shita, because otherwise, how could you say the Rambam holds such a thing? It's against Spekirit, maybe. It's against the Psukim. We'll have to learn the Gemara and Ksuvah's Afnun, Aleph. But if the Pasuk is Hino Nitvisa, the Rambam himself says in the Yad Chazaka, and that Pasuk means Aynes. So it's difficult. But, A little bit, I'm trying to be honest also. I'm not just trying to say this so we can salvage our Torah from last week. I want to know, like a little bit of amount of MS. You know, we learn for MS too. Is there really, can we be confident that there's such a machleka, such a two shitas? That's like, I like to know that. then it'll be very nice. That's an introduction that helps us from Shah to Rabban the Pirish Mishnayos. So okay, so let's look again at the Marashah. And then I would like to look at Aaron Hertzberg's Chinuch, or whatever else sent out to Chinuch. Stupid. Right. So the Marashah says, Rashi says, I assume what the Marashah's problem was is Rashi says lavanusa. So Rashi the Chayre is trying to explain why it's usher. So he says it's lavanusa. If it would be anusa, she would not be usher. She'd be mutter. And then Rashi ends up that she's only usher midrabanan. So why only drabanan? Why not midaraisa? Right. I assume that's the Marashah's problem. That Rashi's almost soicer himself from the beginning to the end. The beginning, he says, it's lavanusa, which seems to be that like Rashi's trying to explain why it's usher deraisa. You're not anusa, you're an usher deraisa. Well, you're usher, so you're usher deraisa. And then he says, and therefore, but since it's not made the dayik, you're usher midrabanan. Why aren't you usher midrabanan? Because you're not Ines, right? There's a flip side to the question, is why did Rashi have to say Lavanusa? If anyway he's saying it's Midrabanan, so he could have said you are Anusa, and you're still also Midrabanan because not Medik Dai, which is what the Yupis Rav Yehuda Al Midori, or how you pronounce it, I don't know, actually says. That you are in Ines, and it's still Asa Midrabanan. So, you know, that's also Shver. But that really I don't know is so Shver, because you could say Rashi says that it would hold that it's not Mistavra to make a Knas if you're in Ines. But but this side is a little bit Shver. What if once Rashi says you're an Avanusa, so you don't have to p'tur lavanusa means l'chayra, you don't have to p'tur aynes. So why aren't you asa midaraisa? I think that's what the Marashah is bothered by. We definitely had that problem ourselves when we read Rashi. So the Marashah says, Pirish anusa mamish. So the Marashah adds the words mamish, which don't have ruts and gamke no have. It's not ruts. And therefore, you're still mutter midaraisa. And let me drop on to that sirele. So the Marashah is trying to explain why there's still a heter deraisa. If you're not an Ines, so why is she also be deraisa? There it is. It's only lavanusa mamish. Avo rotsa and gamke lo have. So I was reading it that rotsa and gamke lo have. That means that you need rotsa. If there's no requirement that you need rotsa. If the only requirement is, let's say you learn the other pshat, the pshat in the Rambam, that shogeg is quasi oines. So we should say, pirish anusa mamish, avo mixas oines ave, avo shogeg have. In other words, but to say avo rotsen lo have, no one needs rotsen. In other words, lechayra, if there's no requirement for ratzin, so who cares if it's ratzin or have? That was my diik. So I thought that it's mashma from the marshal that midaraisa, there's a requirement for ratzin. If midaraisa, there's no requirement for ratzin, don't say avo ratzin lo have, because we don't need ratzin. You want to say avo shaygeg have, avo sasainis have, you know, that would be true, good. But don't say avo ratzin lo have, because no one cares that it's ratzin lo have. Right, that was a diuk. Okay, what did you say? Want to say, Sandy? How did you want to be deichet to diuk? I give you, since it's your credit. I can't hear you. You're muted.
Sorry. That a ratzon is just like some kind of an opposite of a shogeg, and he's saying that you don't have, but it is a shogeg over here. Because there is no ratzon, there is a shogeg over here. Yeah, and a shogeg, like the Rambam says, has a subset of onus in it. And therefore, you should be potter midaraisa, so if and it's only with the Rabbanon.
In other words, avo ratzon gamke lo have, doesn't mean you need ratzon, but when there's no ratzon, then you're shogeg. And you have the door of onus, of a excess onus. So he says, "Avo ratzon gavgein lo have." So and in a certain sense, there's a raya to you. I don't think it's a raya mukrachas, but that's, you will say that's why he sticks in the word mamish, because according to you, you really are patring mitzad onus. So you have to be doifek Rashi's lashon. Rashi says lava nusa hi. So if lava nusa, the simple translation of the lava nusa means you don't have the ptur einas. So maybe that's why he says mamish, to say don't think Rashi means you're not in the family of einas. No, you're in the family of einas. You're just not a nusa mamish. But you are a quasi anusa, because
the mamish you need anyway. Because even if he's learning, there is a din of ratzon, not like the Rambam. What makes it not ratzon is that conceptual element of some quasi anus.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's a raya mukrachas, but it's nicer. You know, there's why he. goes out of that way to make that point. He could have just said, Pirish Avo Rasen Gampin Lo Have. But
is it safe? I think it's safe to assume the Marshal saw the Rambam. Is that correct?
What?
Is it safe to believe the Marshal saw the Yad HaChazaka? Yeah,
it could be the Marshal speaking in Rashi.
But if the Marshal meant like the Rambam, he probably could have done a little better job at using the word Shaykh. Ma'in Anusa Mamish. Lahavi anusa mamish, ella kishaygeg, or ratzain lahavi ella kishaygeg. One or two words would have saved us hours of work.
Yeah, so you're not agreeing with Sandy. In other words, he should have. In other words, the point. I mean, I hear. In other words, the nafkamina would be. You know, I'm not sure if there's a real nafkamina case, but there's. What would happen if you have a Shia, but it's not, you know, it would be called Shogeg, but it's still not Ratzon. You know, there's the example, if you have it in the Shulchan Aruch, it could be it's a Machlokes group in the Shulchan Aruch. I think it is a Machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch, but we mentioned this case. If a woman was Ratzon Miyachid, and then the person she was miyached with was me'anes her. So is she also to her husband? Let's say she was miyached with a guy. And a guy is choshed on being me'anes. So now she was berotzen miyached with a guy. And sure enough, the guy was me'anes her. She did not have rotzen. So is she also to her husband? So there seems to be, I'm not sure if everyone says it. I don't think everyone said it, but there seems to be a daya in the Shulchan Aruch that she's usher to, that she's still mutter to her, that she's usher to her husband. And there's a daya that she's mutter to her husband. Seems to be a shayla. So the chayra, the way we're setting it up, that according to the Marshal, that you need Ratzin, it could be that that would be mutter, even though she's posheya. You can't tie to Ines. Aber Ratzin, first, you don't have. There's no tie to Ines. You can't call that, you can't even call that Sad Ines. Because if you should have known that he's going to be me'anis you, that's not even a Sad Ines. But even though it's not a Sad Ines, Aber Fort is no Ratzin. Now you could argue that that's mamish called Ratzin because she had Ratzin for A, it's like a psik ratio, so it's like Ratzin for B. I don't know. It's a little hard. But right, in other words, that lechar will be a nafka mina. If there's a, according to the way we're setting up the Rambam, you need a tzad oynes. So if you had a shogeg with a total pshia, there's no tzad oynes. The way we want to read the Marshal, part there's no ratzin. So there would be, what?
You know, so I didn't mean to cut off. Just on the word mamish, just coming back to that point, everybody's saying it's better. And Sandy, more than just better, isn't it like slightly, it's not just not necessary. Isn't it like a little almost misleading if the Marshal means like we think, why is he saying it's not mamish and anus, which implies it's a shtickl anus? There's no reason to say that. It could be a zero anus and you just don't have ratzin.
It mean a shtickl. When you say it's not mamish, doesn't mean it's a shtickle. He should have said, what he really should have said, lav oynes gomer. That would have been more, you know, more exact.
No, but he just, why doesn't he just say lav oynes?
I think if he would have said lav oynes gomer, that would have been a worse mashmaz. But oynes mamish.
No, I'm saying he should say nothing. I don't know why he needs any word. Just say la vainis, have a rutsan lo have it.
Because the gufa, because the Rambam is right that this is what I think Dov was saying, is the Rambam says the Maisa that every rutsan, every shogeg has its sad oinus. So it's not necessarily that he's working with that pshat as now we said that it's a chiddush that a tzad oynes makes you putter, but the mitzias of the, you know, the chiddush of the Rambam is not the mitzias that shogeg has a tzad oynes. That's not the chiddush of the Rambam. The chiddush of the Rambam is that tzad oynes is enough to give you a pshat oynes. So since it is true that even Rashi, even if we argue with the Rambam and we say Tzad Oynes is not enough to give you a Ptur Oynes, but we're not arguing with the Rambam in the Metzius that every Shogeg has a Tzad Oynes. So the Marshal could be bothered if Rashi says Lav Oynes and every Shogeg is a Tzad Oynes. So the simple reading of Rashi is you're not a shogeg either. So therefore the Marshal says, no, it's lav oynes mamish. But there still could be shogeg or lack of ratzin, even though that's also, you know, it's not slugged up from the words of Rashi.
I hear.
But okay, I don't know. So, okay, we don't know. See, Dov is timing that he shouldn't have said, Abu Ratzin Gamkein Lo Habe. He should have said, because that's what we're saying, and that's what I was timing too, because you don't, even according to the Rambam, you don't need Ratzin. Lu Yitzur, you had a case of no sad oynes without Ratzin. Like my case of a woman who was Nensa, but she was totally poshea. So there's no tzad oines, but she's no ratzin. So there would also be there would be usher. So saying you don't have ratzin is not the point. On the other hand, I hear Sandy, then okay, maybe the Rashal did not hold of our possibility. So he thought he was right and clear by saying ratzin la they don't have a. That's just a code way for him saying that a shaygeg, and a shaygeg is a ksas oynes. Okay, so my gut feeling is that it's a little bit of mashma, but it's not mukhrel. I got a laugh out of that. I don't know who laughed, but okay. What?
It was a cough.
It was coughing.
It was a cough. Okay. Okay. So Aaron Hertzberg wants to help me out. And he wants to claim that there's a raya from the chinuch. So let's look at his chinuch. And let's see if he's right. We have a raya from the chinuch. So where is this chinuch? He had two of them. So the first one was, right? Yeah, I don't have your sheet. I have the real cipher. The first one was in Reish Samech Vav. Aaron, where was he? Where were your chinuch? I know you sent it. I forwarded it. What? I can't hear you.
It's on page Shin Yud Tes in the modern Minchas Chinuch version.
Shin Yud Tes. Okay, I have that. Okay, so we're in the halacha of a kohen. Kohen can't marry a zayna. Okay, kohen not out to marry a zayna, and a zayna. The definition of a zayna is anyone that she had bia with usher. And I don't think they're called the zayna. In Shin Yud Tesai says, "Kain nikra zayna called bas roshinivla the other she has siri and usher no, yisira shevikol." Okay. Or she had a bia with a kohen kalo. Okay. So in Shin Yud Tes?
The other one was, I thought, was the one in Rish Samach Tes. That's where he said, the Zana Beretz and Tachas Bailas through the valve of the bow.
Wait, where are you?
That's the one on page Shin Lamed, and it's for Rish Samach Tes.
Shin Lamed first?
I think that was the Iker one. I mean,
okay, well, let's do one at a time. So on Shin Yud Tes, what does it say? Because if I was the Misha Oisa Oisa Zayna, Bein Beratz Ones, Bein Beratz and Bein Bishkan, Bein Bishkan, Bein Shalom Kedarka. Where do you see anything here?
Well, I think that you see that Shogeg doesn't have Ratzon because he puts them as separate categories.
Okay.
But he says in the other one that Mizana Beretz and to be the Isser Sota is only Mizana Beretz and Tachas Baila, the sort of Baal Vilaboa. So then.
All right, so I'm going to go to the other one. But here he doesn't talk about to a Yisrael, does he?
No.
Okay. So let's go to the other one. So the other one is what page?
Shin Lamed.
Shin Lamed. Okay. Upavim, Shin Yishchayev, Kohen Gadol, Arba Malkus, Bibi Achas. Yigon, Shi Almana, Vinas is Grusha, Vinas is Chalala, Vinas is Zayna. Akeh, Zayah, Yamra, Achav, Zayah, Vakha, Yisra, and Baisa, Shei, Vahidi, Vizkin, Almana, Shal, Spirit, the Kohen Hedget, Shin Karshin, Zabba, Yisra, Shin Nestra, the Hedget, So, yeah. What do you people say? Is that a good raya?
Thank you, Bubba.
What do you say?
Good boy. Thank you so much. I need it. Thank you.
Anybody have anything to say? I don't have to be the only meanie. So I don't see your rather Raya. Because here I think Sandy would be right. Shamizana Birasan is a story about a boil. That's a true statement. I don't think this is even, this is, I think the Marshal is a much better Raya. The Marshal says you're missing Rasan. So the Marshal is implying that you need Rasan. But he just makes a statement. Mizana Beratzen is also about a bio. That's true. I don't know. What should he have said?
Mizana. Mizana Beratzen. Yeah. If you didn't need Beratzen, just say Mizana straight. Don't say Beratzen.
Mizana without a tzadonis. Mizana with a shaygeg is mutter. Because there's a tzad einus. So practically keep speaking.
Mizr.
The only time you're usher is when you're mizana berasin.
But mizr just would be more accurate then.
Or mizana with, in other words, that's what Sandy was saying, that the practically speaking, the only time you're usher is when there's rasin. Doesn't mean in lumdus you need the rasin, but in mitzias you need the rasin. So he's just making a statement to Mitzias. Mizana Birasin is a surah to Baida. Why? Because if it's not Birasin, you're mutter to Baida because you're an Inas. And I don't think this is such a strong Raya. I don't know if this is a Raya. I don't know. I think the Marshal is a Raya because the Marshal is emphasizing what you're missing. You don't have Ratzin. Well, who needs Ratzin? No one needs Ratzin. So he's hitting the wrong nail on the head. But the Chinuch is just talking in Mitzias. Person with Mizana and Ratzin is Usher. That's the normal case, that you're Usher. No, I think, I don't know if that's going to be a Raya. What should he have said? Mizana, Shiloh, Ba'ainis.
Actually, why couldn't he just say Mizana? I'm not sure if as a Raya or not. But
yeah.
Isn't by just saying Mizana, isn't that already telling me that it's a, that it is not an Ones, not a Shogeg?
Yeah. If he wants to describe the Mitzvah, just say Mizana,
So,
well, that's a little misleading because that's not really true. Mizana is not always usher.
You think because
what?
Mizana is not always usher. That would be very.
It wouldn't be considered Mizana.
If she's Mizana, yes, I don't think if it's an onus or a shogig, I don't think we call it Mizana.
You're saying because the word Mizana includes in it Ratzon, or because
yes, the connotation is that it's not onus, it's not shogig. Whatever, what is it? I'm not sure, but it's not onus, it's not shogig.
Like, if you say someone, he was Mizana, you don't think, oh, Mizana Bishoga. You just assume that, like,
yes, that was the what's your point?
The fact that Mizana means Ratzin, so then even now it's fair, and there's no pshat. If you're saying the word Mizana in the dictionary means Mizana Beratzin, Otherwise, the word mezana is the wrong word. Then you're never going to get out of that question.
Right. I'm not saying it's a raya anywhere. I'm asking it just as a question that you know why does it need the word berotzen at all?
I would say if it's not berotzen, it's still begeder mezana.
Zona, yes. Mizana, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. In other words, what Dov is saying is Zemin the fun, not like that. In other words, why up?
I think it's like he's conscious that Philip says it before when they're by a Torah, but does make a difference. He spells out only his or Ratzon or Shogig. He already says Baratzon. He's working within his own, like.
What do you want to say? That Ratzon means
you need to be Ratzon. You need that. That's a critical.
Right, but it could be. We don't know why Shogig is Mutter.
It doesn't have Ratzon.
Everyone agrees that that Shogig is Mutter. And the only case you're Usher is Misana Beratzen. But what is the lumdus? Why Misana Beratzen is Usher? We don't know. Misana Beratzen could be Usher because you have Ratzen. Misana Beratzen could be Usher because Misana Beratzen is not Aynes. There's no Tzad Aynes. So I'm agreeing with you that the word Ratzin is not Shogeg, but that's very good because we're saying that the Chinuch also agrees that Shogeg is Mutter. So he's saying that the only time you're Usher is Mizana Beratzin. That's the only seer that you have to be Usher. But the why do you need Mizana Beratzin? He doesn't tell you. Is it because you need that Ratzin? Because the etzem, you need Ratzin. Because otherwise you're an item. Right? Now I don't see it. Why does he say the word Ratzin? Samikasha. Oh, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to pass this one. Let me look at that Gemara in Ksuvos for a minute. We have a Gemara in Ksuvos on Nun Aleph. So Nun Aleph, Amud Beis, right? So the Gemara brings here where is this in the Gemara? Amar Avua de Shmuel. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa Asura de Baida. She was Nensa. She's Asura de Baida. Why is she Asura de Baida? Maybe it was Saifa Baratzen. So they have, and then they ask out of Akasha. And that's and a plea to Rava. Rava says, "Call Shinasa Bain is such a Baratzen. Is Afido he Omer Tanitoli Chid Mutaris? Because he man Yisrei Ansei." So it's very interesting. There's two mamish two extremes. Avuah de Shmuel says, even if she didn't say she has Ratzen, we asked her be suffic, because we assume that she had Ratzen. We're nervous. Hashinan, she has Ratzen. We're Hashinan, I don't know, me suffic. Avuah said that there's a suffic, she maybe has Ratzen, and therefore she's Usher. And Shmuel says that even if we, not Rav Shmuel, Rava says, Rava says that even if we know for sure she had Ratzin at the end, she's Mutter. Because Yitre Abisha. Right? Yitre Abisha. Now, I don't know what the machlekes in Lumdis is between Avua de Shmuel and Shmuel and Rabba. Why does Avua de Shmuel doesn't hold that it's part of Yitzra Abisha and Rabba does? I don't know. But since Mara says, let's just read a little bit in the Gemara. Tanik Avase de Rabba, he lo nitvisa, Asura, ha nitvisa muteris. Yeshu acheres, shava bishro nitvisa muteris, beheza zu shetklasa vainisa vibrase. So there seems to be a brisa that just says like him. Not proving it from the pasuk, it's just saying that. Okay. The Rashi says, Yetzer Abisha, the Gamze Oines, Shevitzchila Sabia Shehi Beoines, Hubisha Abo Yetzer. The Rashi says that it's also Oines. Okay. Okay, so let's look at the Tosis Rib on the bottom of the page. Amar Avuah de Shmuel, Eishes Yisrael Shenenso Asur Debailo, Pirish Midrabanan. Oh, I don't know how he knows that. I would have thought it's Deraisa. If her Chayshe she had Ratzin, so he said it's Midrabanan. The Afa Gav the Midraisa Oynes Yisrael Shari.
I'm sorry, where is Rebbe reading it?
It's a Tavis Rib. And I sent the page, it's on the right last line of the Tavis Rib. But I don't know if the different, the Tavis are read in different Gemaras are in different Surahs Adaf. So the last line in the first column. No, it's not there. But if you have a different Gemara, they put the Tavis Rib differently. It's different Surahs. Tavis Arid doesn't have, they have different Surahs Adaf, the Tavis Arid. But okay, so Amra Avuah de Shmuel, Eishes Yisrael Shenenso Asur Debailo, Pirish Midrabanan. In other words, simple pshat in the Gemara is that he's saying it's Asur Midaraisa, because we're afraid it's Ratzin, and Ratzin's Asur Midaraisa. But he says not like that. He says it's Asur Midrabanan. The Afal Gav, the Midaraisa, Oynes Yisrael Shari. Kidanafka mihino nitvisa. Inami mibinari adasa daver. Kaishinim shemet ilasubai sobe brasit. So I think what he means is, why is it midrabanan? Why is it drabanan and not deraisa? What's he saying?
You put the one on her chazaka that she's the cheska's head to labaila.
Right. It sounds like that this shash, in other words, Lu Yitzur, she really had Ayinat Ratzin, she would be asking me deraisa, according to the Avuah de Shmuel. It's just this chashinin is only me derabanan. Because me deraisa, you don't have to be chashish for such a thing. That's what I sounds like he's saying. Well, me deraisa, oh, that's a shari. The third, there's an Ayinat shari. Kidinavka mi vahino nitvisa, inami vinaira tasa daver. So what's he saying? Yes, in other words, is he saying like the Rambam? Is he saying like the Marshal? Is he saying something different?
He's saying that the standard of being mutala baila is akin to lanalo sasa davra, which is onis, and that the heter's he's pretty clear that the het, there would be no heter shogeg. You have to be begeder onis, whether hilonis pasa, the drush of hilonis pasa, or from the drush lenalo sasa dover.
Okay, so I think the question is on the what is the translation of the word inami? Does inami mean also or either or? In other words, is he saying that you have a, is he saying that there are two paturim and one is bigger than the other? Or is he saying that they're both, they overlap and one's sufficient and they're just either or, but not that one's bigger than the other? No, I think the word inami.
Again, but the problem is I guess what's funny here is he's saying, even though onis is shari, either for this or for that. I mean, if the patur onis with reference to being mutla baila is broader than the latter of lenalo sasa dover, then it would be very funny to be citing a more narrow heter when the hilonis pasa implies a far broader heter.
And probably the word inami also means that. No, inami means either or, which means that they're both equal. In other words, it sounds like that the Titus Rid has a problem. Like, what do we need the Pusik of a Hino Nitvisa? We have a Pusik and call it Tarakuta of an Ayrta Dasa Dover. So, that's an interesting question. The question even on the Rambam. The Rambam goes ahead. It's a question on the Gemara and Suvis. Gemara and Suvis says that the Heter is from Hino Nitvisa. The Rambam also says the Heter is from Hino Nitvisa. Now, if the tour is Ines, so just use a pasuk and Nayda Tasa Dover.
That's certainly not a question on the Rambam. The Rambam holds even shogeg is mutter by.
Oh, but the Rambam is saying, the way we're reading the Rambam, that the pasuk of Hino Nitvisa was only matter Ines, and we say shogeg had sad Ines. So you could say that even a Nayda Tasa Dover also.
Not for the Tosis Rid Maskana, not for his real shots, we could say that Hilonis Pasa includes even a case where she was Berotzen at the end, but Lanaira Lesasa Dovor wouldn't apply to a case where there's Rotzen at the end, because then you can't say Commander Leovit because she had Rotzen at the end.
But the fact that the Tosis Rid puts them together is mashma that they're both the same tour. That's exactly what I'm saying, that the Tavis Arid, the mashmas of the Tavis Arid, it sounds like that he's saying that Vihino Nitvasa is just another way of telling you Narada Tasa Dover, and that really you don't need Vihino Nitvasa. You have Narada Tasa Dover.
I just one question is, as far as Rebbe's understanding of shogeg, Rebbe's presuming shogeg is limited to like onis ke'en aveda. I mean, it has to be a getter of onis that is putter. And saying like that's.
I would not like to commit myself.
Well, but, I mean, the pajam shot shogeg is that, I don't know, she wasn't thinking. She went into her bedroom. She forgot the fact that she's got somebody else sleeping in her bedroom as opposed to her husband. And
yes,
right. That's not. I mean, that's a getter of onis that would be patra rachmana.
She says a shogeg as a tzad onis. So the question is, if Luyitzur, if Luy, according to the Rambam, I mean, I don't know what if the Torah never said hino nitvasa, but we're learning out from an ayin atasa daver. So,
I mean, pashup shot is still begetter. Pashup shot is that it's still begetter poshea. It would not be yotzi from the getter pshia. I mean, it's pashup shot shogeg is it may have a mitigating factor, but it's still begetter pshia. Be chayev by it would be chayev if you protect your animal zeof and you be chayev. You know you. So you're begether shogeg. It's a pshia. You're not begether lanal osasa dover.
I'm not sure I know what you're trying to say. So therefore, what?
What I'm trying to say is that the Rambam would never be bothered by this question because the Rambam is understanding V'hilo Nispasa expands the heter that otherwise would not be applicable by L'Nasos Adavar.
I don't know. That's what I was asking. I want to know. You're saying that the Tavis Rid is arguing with the Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about that. And you're saying that according to Tavis Rid, he cannot agree with the Rambam Magid that there are many Gemaras and Shas that Shagig is Mutter. Because it can't be.
Can we speak that out? Can we explain that, please?
The Titus Rid, the fact that he says Inami Narodasa Dover seems to imply that in his understanding, Hilo Nitvasa did not add anything over the Pasuk of Narodasa Dover. And we really could have gotten away here with the pasuk of the Narada Dasa Dabra. In other words, we have a general rule which the Chazal use. I mean, that pasuk is talking about a woman being Mizana Beratzin, Bemezid, and whether we kill her or not. But we learn out from that there a general principle of Aines for all Averis. So what the Tavis Arid is implying that principle of Narada Dasa Dabra, which is a Shas principle, could have been really used over here. And we don't really need to eat on the facade. And you have a choice. Both Sukkim are good. Now, why did Torah write this one? Okay, you have to figure it out because we wouldn't have known. We would have thought she has the same din of an Ashes Kohen. But the Maisa, once the Torah wrote it, it's really like an overlapping. It's the same Hilo Nitvasa. And are basically the same thing.
I'm arguing
with Shamir is, can that fit into the Rambam? The Rambam said that Shegeg is mutter because it's a sad Aynes. So would the Rambam say that if the Torah would have written here Narodasa Dover instead of saying Hilo Nitvasa, the Torah would have somehow written a repeat, the word Narada Dasa Dover, or Chazal would have learned out from the word Narada Dasa Dover by Asian Zishas in Sabirats, and they would have applied it here. So would the Rambam be able to say his din? So I'm assuming.
Is Narada Dasa Dover talking about Einish for Misa? Einish Misa?
Narada Dasa Dover in the Torah was if we find the woman. That if someone was Mahanes and Ashes, someone was Mazam and Ashes ish. We find, and he did it in the Sada.
Right.
So are we Chayiv her Misa or not?
Right. So the Dabbing didn't have Misa.
Says we're not Mechayiv her Misa. But we know in Chazal that they take that principle of the Narod of Dasa Dover and they apply it all over. They make a binyan.
That's the source.
Rashi says Yesh Einif Begitin is from the Narod of Dasa Dover. So Narod of Dasa Dover is not a principle that's limited only to a Narod that's Mizana. Narod of Dasa Dover is a principle that applies to God Shas. But there's a
Torah. The Shalom by the Rambam.
And it comes along the Chemda Shlomo, and he says the Hezber Narod of Dasa Dover is that the Torah creates a lomdus that is not your Maisa. So is seemingly from the Tavis Rid, is saying the Chur Tavis is definitely not like my Marshal. I think so, because the Tavis Rid is saying that the Ptur is Einas. The question is, what we're arguing about, which I'm arguing with Shamir. Shamir wants to claim that the Tavis Rid is even more is a third shita, because the Tavis Rid, Shamir wants to claim that the Tavis Rid could not agree with the Rambam that Shegeg is mutter. The Rambam Magid said his Rai is over Shas. Okay, that's maybe debatable. It's because he says it doesn't mean everyone agrees, but. I'm not sure.
If Rambam says Shagig is working with Tom Einus, how do we know that he's arguing with the Rid?
Because Shamir is assuming that this sort of Sad Einus would not make sense within the lumdus of Narod of Dasa Dover. Because Certain things you can't have at sad. It's sad. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Narada Dasa Dover is. You're not at sad. In order to be Narada Dasa Dover, you gotta hit the jackpot.
You know, you're not push, right, it's you're not push to be in the Narasa Dover, you're not pushia. You're not, you mean, but Pajabshat Shogig is kolol Shia. You were negligent. She was negligent in vigilance and not being nixal.
I'm helping you. In other words, if you have the Chemda Shlaimo, the Narasa Dover is some special alumnus that the Torah takes it away, your Maisa. So you have to be a certain level of Inus to hit that level, to get that din. A person...
if she's able to go back to her husband, she's able to go back to her husband. Yeah, so she's able to go back to her husband, she's not going to get killed with murder, the death penalty.
Yes. But the question is, we're talking here, not by when she's Mizana, but we're talking here whether she's ushered to her husband. So the Shamir is timing that the only reason why she's mutter to her husband is because Nairo Tasa Dover, then you can't give Shagig a quasi Ptur Nairo Tasa Dover. That's what he's timing.
Why not?
Because he's saying there's a certain thing that's not, you can't, there's no such thing.
Says it works.
I'll give you an example. You're a scientist, right? What happens when you heat something at a certain temperature? It changes, right? You heat when you heat
solid becomes a liquid.
Yeah, solid becomes a liquid. So at that temperature, there's an amazing transformation. What temperature do you need to heat something solid to become a liquid? 200 degrees made up of temperature. Now what if you don't heat it 200 degrees, you heat it 10 degrees? So the gabi, the din of solid becoming a liquid, you wouldn't say, well, there's a little bit of heating, because this concept of solid becomes a liquid is contingent on being 200. You have a little bit of heating, but you don't have a little bit of making it solid into a liquid.
So the 10 degrees. The Rambam says. The Rambam says Shaygig works in Tam Aynes.
I understand. So, but since Aynes in Koa Tarakula is a special lumdis of Narada Dasa Dover, which the Chemda Shlomo for sure says is some kind of super principle.
Do we know that if she was Mazana B'Shoygig? If she was Mazana B'Shoygig, would she get the Misa?
No.
What?
Shoygig sure doesn't get Misa. No.
So then good.
Not necessarily.
Well, Naira Sanz never plays.
The tour of Ines Rachmana Patre. Ines Rachmana Patre. It's a special concept. Ines Rachmana Patre. So superficially, the tour of Ines Rachmana Patre needs a certain level to get Ines Rachmana Patre. Just like I'm saying, I think it's a very good motion I'm giving you. 10 degrees of heat is partial 200 degrees of heat. But if you're discussing melting metal, it's a zero. It's not a partial 200, because anything below 200 degrees is zero. It doesn't melt the metal at all. So you're not going to say,
the Rambam says that this kind of shogeg is close enough to Inez that it allows her to be mutter to her husband.
But so Shamir is timing that can't...
That's only Nisbasa, so that's not... Okay.
I can't argue with you. That Shamir is saying that I'm not sure I agree with Shamir, but Shamir is timing that Nairat al Dasa Dover, which we understand in Gan Shas, is a special lumdis. There's no such thing that Shaygeg is a quasi Nairat al Dasa Dover. That doesn't make sense. That's like saying when I heated a metal 10 degrees, It's a little bit melted.
So set aside Leonardo Sassadover. Just in the Rambam Mineu Bay. In the Rambam Mineu Bay, how do we understand when he says a shayug is like an inus?
Because so Shamir is saying that he's not working with the principle of Nairid al Tasadover. He's working with a different door
inus.
With Nidal Nitfasa, yes. But the principle of Nairid al Tasadover, which is a special principle, that's asserted by the. Why is she asserted by the? Maybe it was Saifa Baratza. So they have, and then the asked of Akasha. And that's, and a plea to the Rabba. Rabbi says, "Call Shirasa Bain is such a Barasan. Is Afido he omers on Italy, she's Mutaris, because he man's Israel Hansei." So it's very interesting. There's two mamish, two extremes. Avua the Shmuel says, even if she didn't say she has Ratsan, we answer her misafek, because we assume that she had Ratsan. We're nervous. Hashin and she has Ratsan. Or Hashin, I don't know, Misafik. Avul said that there's a Safik she maybe has Ratsan, and therefore she's Aser. And Shmuel says that even if we, not Rav Shmuel, Rava says that even if we know for sure she had Ratsan at the end, she's Mutter. Because Yitre Abisha. Right? Yitre Abisha. Now, I don't know what the machlokes in Lomdus is between Avua de Shmuel and Rava. Why does Avua de Shmuel doesn't hold that it's far of Yitra Abisha and Rava does? I don't know. But since Mara says, let's just read a little bit in the Gemara. Tanik Avase de Rava, he lo nitvisa, Asura, ha nitvisa mutaris. Yeshu acheres, shava bishro nitvisa mutaris, beheza zu shetklasa vainasa vibrasa. So there seems to be a brisa that just says like him. Not proving it from the pasuk, it's just saying that. Okay. The Rashi says, Yetzer Abisha, the Gamza Oynes, Shevitzchila Sabia Shehi Ba'Oynes, Hobisha Abo Yetzer. The Rashi says that it's also Oynes. Okay, so let's look at the Tosis Rid on the bottom of the page. Amra Avua de Shmuel, Eishes Yisrael, Shenenso, Sir de Baido, Pirish Midrabana. Oh. I don't know how he knows that. I would have thought it's Deraisa. If her Chayshe, she had Ratsin. So he said it's Midrabana. The Af Agav, the Midraisa, Oynes, Mistral, Shari.
I'm sorry, where is Rebbe reading it?
It's a Tavis Rid. And I sent the page, it's at the last line of the Tavis Rid. But I don't know if the different, the Tavis are read in different Gemaras are in different Surahs Adaf. So the last line in the first column. No, it's not there. But if you have a different Gemara, they put the Tavis Rid differently. It's different Surahs. Tavis Arid doesn't have, they have different Surahs Adaf, but Tavis Arid. But okay. So Amra Avua de Shmuel, Eishet Fil Shenetzah, Surah Abayda, Pirish Midrabban. In other words, simple pshat of the Gemara is that he's saying that's aser midaraisa, because we're afraid it's ratzin, and ratzin is aser midaraisa. But he says not like that. He says it's asura midrabanan. The afal gav the midaraisa oinet mitzvah shari. Kidenafka mihino nitvisa. Inami. So I think what he means is, why is it midrabanan? Why is it drabanan and not deraisa? What's he saying?
You put the one on her chazaka that she's the cheskas head to labaila.
Right. And it sounds like that this shash, in other words, Luyitur, she really had ayinat ratzin. She would be asami deraisa, according to the Avodah de Shmuel. It's just this chashinin is only midrabanan, because midraisa, you don't have to be chashish for such a thing. That's what it sounds like he's saying. Well, midraisa on as a shari. The third is on as a shari. Kedenavka mivahino nitvasa inami minayra tasa daver. So what's he saying? Yes, in other words, is he saying like the Rambam? Is he saying like the Marshal? Is he saying something different?
But he's saying that the standard of being mutalabaila is akin to lanalo sasa davro, which is onis, and that the heter's. He's pretty clear that the head there would be no heter shogeg. You have to be begeder onis, whether hilonis pasa, the drush of hilonis pasa, or from the drush lenalo sasa dover.
Okay, so I think the question is on the what is the translation of the word inami? Does inami mean also or either or? In other words, is he saying that you have a, you know, is he saying that there are two paturim and one is bigger than the other? Or is he saying that they're both, they overlap and one's sufficient and they're just either or, but not that one's bigger than the other? No, I think the word inami.
Again, but the problem is I guess what's funny here is he's saying, even though onis is shari, either for this or for that. I mean, if the patur onis with reference to being mutla baila is broader than the latter of lenalo sasa dover, then it would be very funny to be citing a more narrow heter when the hilonis pasa implies a far broader heter.
And probably the word inami also means that. No, inami means either or, which means that they're both equal. In other words, it sounds like that the Titus Rid has a problem. Like, what do we need the Pasuk of Ehino Nitvisa? We have a Pasuk and call it Tarakuda of Anayra Tasa Dover. So, you know, that's an interesting question. The question even on the Rambam. The Rambam goes ahead. It's a question on the Gemara and Suvas. Gemara and Suvas says that the Heter is from Hino Nitvisa. The Rambam also says the heter is from Hino Nitvisa. Now, if the tour is Ines, so just use a pasuk and Naira Tasa Dover.
That's certainly not a question on the Rambam. The Rambam holds even Shogeg is mutter by.
Oh, but the Rambam is saying, the way we're reading the Rambam, that the pasuk of Hino Nitvisa was only Matur Ines, and we say shogeg had sad ayinus, so you could say that even a narado tasa davar also shogeg had sad ayinus.
Not for the Tosis Rid Maskana, not for his real shots, we could say that hilonis pasa includes even a case where she was berotzen at the end, but lanayra leisasa davar wouldn't apply to a case where there's rotzen at the end, because then you can't say commander. Command the layovit because she had rotzen at the end.
But the fact that the Tavis Rid puts them together is mashma that they're both the same Torah. That's exactly what I'm saying, that the Tavis Rid, the mashmos of the Tavis Rid, it sounds like that he's saying that Vihino Nitfasa is just another way of telling you Naratasa Dover, and that really you don't need Vihino Nitfasa.
I just one question is, as far as Rebbe's understanding of Shogeg, Rebbe's presuming Shogeg is limited to like Ones Kein Aveda. I mean, it has to be a getter of Ones that is putter, and saying like that's,
I would not like to commit myself.
Well, but, I mean, the Pajam shot Shogeg is that, I don't know, she wasn't thinking, she went into her bedroom, she forgot the fact that she's got somebody else sleeping in her bedroom as opposed to her husband, and I mean, that's a getter of ones that would be patra rachmana.
So the question is, if Luyitzur, according to the Rambam, I mean, I don't know. What if the Torah never said he don't need fasa, but we're learning out from an ayat atasa daver. So,
I mean, Pashup Shah, it's still begetter. Pashup Shah is that it's still begetter Poshea. It would not be Yotze from the getter Pshia. I mean, it's Pashup Shah Shogig is it may have a mitigating factor, but it's still begetter Pshia. It would be chayev if you protected your animal zeof and you'd be chayev, you know. You're begetter shogeg. It's a pshia. You're not begetter lanal osasa dover.
I'm not sure I know what you're trying to say. So therefore, what?
What I'm trying to say is that the Rambam would never be bothered by this question because the Rambam is understanding vehilonis pasa expands the heter that otherwise would not be applicable by lanal osasa dover.
I don't know. That's what I was asking. I want to know. You're saying that the Tavis Rid is arguing with the Rambam.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know about that. You're saying that according to Tavis Arid, he cannot agree with the Rabbi Magid that there are many Gemaras and Shas that Shogeg is mutter because it can't be.
Can we explain that, please?
The Tavis Arid, the fact that he says Inami Naratasa Dover seems to imply that in his understanding, Hilo Nitzvasa did not add anything over the pasuk of Naratasa Dover. And we really could have gotten away here with the pasuk of the Naratasa Dover. In other words, we have a general rule, which the Chazal use, and that pasuk is talking about a woman being mizaneh b'ratzon, b'mezid, and whether we kill her or not. But we learn out from that there a general principle of Aines, for all Averis. So what the Tavis Arid is implying that principle of Narud Adasa Dover, which is a Shas principle, could have been really used over here. And we don't really need it on the And you have a choice. Both took them are good. Now, why did Torah write this one? Okay, you have to figure it out because we wouldn't have known. We would have thought she has the same din of an Ashes Kohen. But the Maisa, once the Torah wrote it, it's really like an overlapping. It's the same Hilo Nitvasa and Einet Naratasa Dover are basically the same thing.
I get it, right.
I'm arguing with Shamir is, can that fit into the Rambam? The Rambam said that Shogeg is Mutter because it's a Sad Einet. So would the Rambam say that if the Torah would have written here, Naratasa Dover, instead of saying Hilo Nitfasa, the Torah would have somehow written a repeat, the word Naratasa Dover. Or Chazal would have learned out from the word Naratasa Dover by ancient issues in Sabirats, and they would have applied it here. So would the Rambam be able to say his din? So I'm assuming.
Well, Naratasa Dover talking about Einish for Misa, Einish Misa?
Naratasa Dover in the Torah was if we find a woman that if someone was Mahanes and Ashes, someone was Mazam and Ashes ish, we find, and he did it in the Sada.
Right.
So are we chayiv her Misa or not?
Right, so the Davin didn't have Misa.
Says we're not in the Chayv Misa, but we know in Chazal that they take that principle of the Narid of Das HaDavar and they apply it all over. They make a binyan.
But it's Rahman Apatri. That's the
source. Rashi says Yesh Einis Begitin is from the Narid of Das HaDavar. So Narid of Das HaDavar is not a principle that's limited only to a Narid that's Mizana. Narid of Das HaDavar is a principle that applies to God Shas. But there's a
Torah. The Shalom by the Rambam.
And it comes along the Chenda Shlomo. And he says the Hezber and Narid at Asa Dover is that the Torah creates a Lomdis that is not your Maisa. So is seemingly from the Taibis Rid, the Taibis Rid is saying the Chen Taibis is definitely not like my Marshal. I would definitely, I think so. Because the Taibis Rid is saying that the Ptur is Einas. The question is, what we're arguing about, which I'm arguing with Shamir wants to claim that the Taibis Rid is even more, is a third Shita. Because the Taibis Rid, Shamir wants to claim that the Taibis Rid could not agree with the Rambam that Shogeg is Mutter. Aye, the Rambam Magid said his Rai is over Shas, okay. That's maybe debatable. It's because he says it doesn't mean everyone agrees. But I'm not
if
sure.
If Rambam says Shagig is working with Tom Einis, how do we know that he's arguing against the Rid?
Because Shamir is assuming that this sort of Sad Einis would not make sense within the lumpness of Narid of Das HaDavar. Because Narid of Das HaDavar, certain things you can't have it Sad. It's Sad. Einis doesn't make sense. Narid of Das HaDavar, you're not a tzad. In order to be Narid of Das HaDavar, you gotta hit the jackpot.
To be in the Narid of Das HaDavar, you're not poshea. You're not. You mean, but Pasha Pshat Shogeg is kolol pshia. You were negligent. She was negligent in vigilance and not being neutral.
I'm helping you. In other words, if you have the Chenda Shlomo, the Nara L'Taz Adover is some special alumnus that the Torah takes it away, your Maisa. So you have to be a certain level of Einus to hit that level, to get that din. A person...
if she's able to go back to her husband, she's able to go back to her husband. Yeah, so she's able to go back to her husband. She's pushing. She's not going to get killed with murder, the death penalty.
Yes. But the question is, we're talking here not by when she's mizana, but we're talking here whether she's usher to her husband. So the Shamir is timing that the only reason why she's mutter to her husband. It's because Narid of Das HaDavar, then you can't give Shogeg a quasi Ptur Narid of Das HaDavar. That's what he's tying.
Why not?
Because he's saying there's a certain thing that's not, you can't, there's no such thing.
Problem says it works, me time minus.
I'll give you an example. You're a scientist, right? What happens when you heat something at a certain temperature? You know, it changes, right? You heat when you heat...
Solid becomes a liquid.
Yeah, solid becomes a liquid. So at that temperature, there's an amazing transformation. What temperature do you need to heat something solid to become a liquid? 200 degrees, made up of temperature. Now what if you don't heat it 200 degrees, you heat it 10 degrees? So... The Gabi, the din of solid becoming a liquid, you wouldn't say, well, there's a little bit of heating because this concept of solid becomes a liquid is contingent on being 200. You have a little bit of heating, but you don't have a little bit of making it solid into a liquid. So the 10
degrees. The Rambam says. The Rambam says Shaygig works from Tom Ines.
I understand. So, but since Ines, in Koa Tarakuna is a special lumdis of Narada Das HaDavar, which The Chevdash Isa Chevdash Shlomo for sure says it's some kind of super principle.
Like, do we know that if she was Mazana B'Shoigeg, if she was Mazana B'Shoigeg, would she get the Misa?
No.
What?
Shoigeg sure doesn't get Misa. No.
So then good.
Not necessarily.
Well, Naras has number points.
The sure of Ines Rachmana Patre. Ines Rachmana Patre. It's a special concept. Ines Rachmana Patre. So superficially, the tour of Ines Rachmana Patre needs a certain level to get Ines Rachmana Patre. Just like I'm saying, I think it's a very good mush I'm giving you. 10 degrees of heat is partial 200 degrees of heat. But if you're discussing melting metal, it's a zero. It's not a partial 200, because anything below 200 degrees is zero. It doesn't melt the metal at all. So you're not going to say,
the Rambam says that this kind of shogeg is close enough to Ines that it allows her to be mutter to her husband.
But so Shamir is timing that can't.
That's only Nisbasa. That's not the Nisbasa's number.
I can't argue with you. That Shamir is saying that I'm not sure I agree with Shamir, but Shamir is timing that Nairet al Dasa Dover, which we understand in Gan Shas, is a special lumdis. There's no such thing that Shaygeg is a quasi Nairet al Dasa Dover. That doesn't make sense. That's like saying when I heated a metal 10 degrees, it's a little bit melted.
So set aside Leonardo Sassadover. Just in the Rambam Mineu Bay. How do we understand when he says the Shayeg is like an Inus?
Because so Shamir is saying that he's not working with the principle of Nairet al Tassadover. He's working with a different tour
Inus.
With Nidal Nitfasa, yes. But the principle of Nairet al Tassadover, which is a special principle that in court, you're not a quasi. You can't be a quasi. You know, imagine such a thing. You call it a doctor. The guy comes in. Oh, I'm a quasi doctor. I was watching something. Something on television. A doctor show. You're not a quasi doctor. Okay. Anyway, I don't know if Shamir is right.
Again, Pajit Pshat Bava Kama understanding of Lanar La Sosa Dover is that you reach Lanar La Sosa Dover once you're no longer poshea, you're not negligent. Is there greater vigilance you could have? There might be greater vigilance you could have, but you're not doing something that like you're leaving yourself open to something you would in principle be concerned that would create a problem. But you've got to be out of negligence. That's an extreme limitation on the Rambam to say that the Rambam, when he says shogeg, he only means ba'ofen that you're not negligent. But if in a chaname, if you'd be negligent, that you'd be us in the baila.
No one's saying that that's what the Rambam meant. But the problem is the other way, that when the Rambam Magid says that there are riyas and gan shas, to say that the Tovis Rid disagrees with that is very difficult.
But if the Tosas Rid is silent, again, unless the Tosas Rid has a different Lana Lo Sasa Dover and expands the get of Lana Lo Sasa Dover into Pshia, right, then Lahora he does disagree. I mean, you got something's got to bend here.
Maybe his Inami is talking about Shaygeg and Ashaygeg. Maybe the Inami of the Tosas Rid is the two cases, one case where there's a Shaygeg. At one case, where's the full Ines?
That way, you said again that Inami, I don't know whether that's the question. Does Inami mean either or, that this and that, or does it either or?
Either or. Either it's an Ines, you'll come on to.
The question was, because I don't know if that's what Inami means. And also, then Shamir tied in, then I think I'm good. Then why would you, once you have the which is a broader p'tur, it's almost silly to bring the p'tur of Nairet al Tassa Dover.
I'll tell you what, because it's easier. If you're saying Shaygeg and you're working in Lo Nispasa and the Rambam, because you're stretching a little bit. More simple is to say if it was a non-shogeg case and it was oynes, I don't have to matzah.
It's not stretching. That's the whole. There's a drasha of a hilonis puzzle. That's stretching. That's the din.
No, the drasha doesn't. The drasha doesn't apply to a shogeg. That's a stretch to apply it to shogeg. No, applying sure shogeg is a stretch. That's the Rambam stretch. So I know
Rambam says so himself.
It's a din on Nilmud from Hilonis Pasa. To be together Hilonis Pasa, you can't have it sad ones.
Okay. We're gonna agree to disagree, but I'm gonna end. Okay,
we need to come to blows.
We gotta go.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you.
Have a good night.